wherever you are. Worship forever, wherever you are. Worship him, worship him, worship him. You are the from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
You are God, oh my God.
You are God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Penetrate into our hearts. Let your word become flesh in us. Become flesh in us. Become flesh in us. Do something new in my life. Something new in my life. Something new. Exalted in this place. Let your presence be felt. Let your power descend upon us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Put your hands together for Jesus. You be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, somebody. Am I speaking to a living soul here? Hallelujah. Touch your neighbor left and right. Welcome them to the presence of the Lord. So neighbor, you are welcome to his presence today. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited to receive from Jesus? Let me see your hand. May God answer your request. I say, may God answer your request. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Bow on your heads, begin to humble yourself in his presence. Humble yourself in his presence. Ask him to have access into your total being. Everything that has to do with you, let it be penetrated by the Lord. Today is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. Tell the Lord, you shall rejoice and be glad in it. In his presence, there is fullness of joy. The joy is a full one. And there has to be liberty in his presence. Tell the Lord, I want to be among those that will be liberated. I also want to be among those that will leave this place with full joy. With full joy. Speak wherever you are. Speak, 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 speak. Speak wherever you are. In Jesus' wonderful name, we are praying. Put your hands together for Jesus and for yourselves. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, this is the day for you to receive. Say, neighbor, are you ready for God's word? I can't hear you. Today I want to teach us a message titled The Gift of the Holy Ghost. What did I say? I can't hear you. The gift of what? Of what? Of what? Of what? Of the Holy Ghost. Somebody asked me, is it true that ghost exists? I said yes, but we only have one ghost, and that is the Holy Ghost. Every other ghost is a scam. Hallelujah. Every other ghost is a what? Is a scam. There is no connection between the living and the what? And the death. If your father or your mother or your sister closes their eyes today, they are dead. That's where the disconnection takes place. Seeing them in your dreams, going to their graves to spend the whole night, spend the whole day, if you are not careful, demons will enter you. Because once they die, they are no longer the person you knew. The real one has left. That is why the very moment you see somebody dying, the person you can freely come to, all of a sudden, fear now can even stop you from coming closer. It tells you that this is not the person. Am I talking to somebody out there? Even when you go to a hospital, or let's say, for example, mortuary, when you see the dead body there, something within you tells you, this is not my brother. Are we together? So the only ghost that is allowed on earth to move is the Holy Ghost. Not the ghost of a human being. Is that clear? Is that clear? Is that clear? So I want to teach you today something very deep. Oh my God. Please take this prayer with me. Say, oh Lord. Oh Lord, give me the grace to understand today's message. Prayer, 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 prayer. Pray, 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 pray. Let the word for today have residence within me. Let the word of today have a place within me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's read the book of John, chapter 16. John 16, verse 7. John what? 16, verse what? Verse 7. I want you to listen to something there. Yes?
John chapter 16, verse 7.
Uh-huh.
And it says, nevertheless, I tell you the truth.
I tell you the what? The truth. So when you hear Jesus, who is the truth, telling you, I tell you the truth, please believe that truth. Because the truth cannot lie. He is not a truth. He is the truth. So when the truth tells you this is the truth, believe it. Every other person can be a liar, but not the truth himself. Are we together? Yes. So some people like us, we don't just read like this. We reflect on each word. Yes?
It is for your good that I am going away.
He said, it is for your good that I am going away. Please read another version for me.
Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient for you that I go away.
Yes.
For if I go not away.
Okay. Read another version again. Do you have another version there?
NIV.
Yes.
Verse 7. But I tell you the truth. It is for your good that I am going away.
It is for your good. I'm looking for the version that says it is your advantage. Is King James? New King James. He said, it is for your what? Advantage. You know, advantage is a superior word to good. Though the meaning may look the same. Are we together? It is for your what? Advantage. That I what? That I go. Hallelujah. I get confused when I read this verse. Because all along I thought it is my advantage when Jesus is with me. Yet Jesus is opening his mouth, he's saying, it is your advantage that I go. When he's closer to me, when he stays with me, when he is beside me, then I have advantage. But how comes he's saying, until I go, what you have is not an advantage? The Savior himself in your life, around you, is admitting to you, inasmuch as you love me to be with you, the more I stay with you, the more you lose the advantage. Yeah, this kind of message is bones. It's not for babies. The more I stay with you, you may not know, you may be rejoicing, you may be happy that Jesus is close to me. But me, deep within me, I know it's not to your advantage. It only becomes your advantage when I leave you. That is
a kind of departure that is good. The same way, not every death is bad. Some death is for an advantage. That's what I'm saying. Not every death is for a disadvantage. Some death is for an advantage. What is sweet in death? There is nothing nice in dying. Yet Jesus is saying, it is good. My own death, it is good. My own death is good. The day you see me dying, when others are weeping, celebrate. Because that's when you start having advantage. Am I communicating? Yes, yechema almajirasa. Idan na jima da ku cucin ku ake. Idan na zanna da ku ana cucin ku ne. Mutuwa na tafiya na. Oh, that's where problem. Alheri ne agere ku yi farin ciki ranan da kun gani na mutu. Domin mutuwa na shi zai kawo alheri din. Am I talking somewhere there? The day you see me dying, that's when the full packages of the gospel will come to you. So there are some people that are living. It is to their advantage they die. The thing is, advantage for them to continue living. Yet if God sees your future and sees terrorists, the babies, and it means they die, maybe through sickness or through people will cry, but they don't know it's for advantage. Because this baby you are crying for will end up growing to kill your children. Not every death is bad. That is why the Bible says all things work for good. If you see your brother dying today, your sister dying today, your mother dying today, your father dying today, you may take it somehow, but wait till you go to heaven. You will be told the reason why they die. There is a purpose for their death. All things work for good, including the bad. Am I talking to somebody? Read that verse again for me. Because I'm hearing something people are not hearing. Oh my God. Yes,
but I tell you the truth. It is for your good.
It is for your good
that I am going away.
That I am going away. It is for your good that I die.
Unless I go away.
I go until the day you wake up in the morning, you don't see me. Until I go.
The counselor will not come.
Will never come
to you.
That means my presence, my physical presence with you, is stopping the counselor from coming. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That means Jesus was the hindrance, the barrier that has been stopping the counselor, Holy Ghost, from coming. As long as he's alive, the counselor will not come. When I read that verse, I had to pause and begin to meditate and begin to look for deeper understanding. Then the Lord said to me, why are you pondering on that place? I said, Lord, there is something people are not hearing. I want to hear it. He said to me, let me open your understanding to understand. He said to me, you know, my question in my heart was, why is it that these two personalities, the person of Jesus and the person of the Holy Ghost, why can't they all remain here? I thought their mission is the same. Why can't they have business partnership? Be in one company which is in us and begin to work while Jesus is still on earth. Why is it that until one die before the other will come? Why can't the two come at the same time? That was my question. Then the Lord said to me, when the Holy Ghost decides to come, who will he descend on? Because the only person he can descend on is Jesus. Ah, you get what I'm saying? He said, when you see at the River Jordan, you see the Holy Ghost descending on Jesus, is because only on Jesus the Holy Ghost can have peace, rest. If he descends on any man apart from Jesus, there will be storms, there will be wind. He can't have a place there. There will be shaking. That is why, until you receive Jesus, that's when the Holy Ghost will enter. You think it is on you or in you he stays. He rests on Jesus within you. Are you getting what I'm saying? The same way you see at the River Jordan, he rests on him. That's how he will rest on you. But not on you, on Jesus within you. He cannot trust anybody except Jesus. So if you don't have that Jesus within you, he can't descend. But then Jesus was there with them physically. The only thing they could have was Jesus around, was the Holy Ghost around them, not in them. That is why he could be able to send them to heal the sick, deliver the oppressed, because the Holy Ghost was with them. But he is not having residence within them because Jesus wasn't inside. They were not even born again. So Jesus was explaining to the disciples, listen guys, until I die, then I have a place, I enter inside you. Then the Holy Ghost can now enter into you and stay on me. Then you have the entire Godhead seated at the center of your heart. Am I talking to somebody right here? Are we together? Are we together? Sir, after salvation, after receiving Jesus, the next thing is to receive the Holy Ghost. After receiving salvation, the next thing is what? To receive the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is the only gift that can give gifts. He himself is a gift. But within him is packages of gifts. Having one gift, you have all gifts. Am I communicating? Are we together? Are we together? So when Jesus was about to depart, he told his disciples, he said, tarry! Wait! Wait! Wait in Jerusalem! Wait! Because in as much as I know you can preach, I know you can do miracles. I know you can go out and begin to win souls. But wait. 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 Am I talking to somebody there? He said, wait. Wait for the Holy Ghost to come upon you first. Before you can be able to do that. He's telling them, calm down. Your zeal, I know you are zealous. I know you are anxious to preach. Wait. Tarry. 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 Have you seen some programs on televisions? You see after the program, maybe when they are, after the program is done, you see powered by UBA. Huh? Have you seen something like that? Power. You even see, maybe in the movies, you see some cops. They'll be displaying their logo. Just for you to know that this movie you are watching, there is a company that is powering the movie. Some programs you see sponsored by Facebook. Are you getting what I'm saying? Sponsored by this, sponsored by that. That means you may not see the owner of the company in the movie. But guess what? Remove him from the movie, you will not have a movie. There are some backbone, you don't see them. But try substituting them. Try removing them. Try subtracting them, you will know. Without them, you can't do anything. You see yourself waking in the morning, flexible, walking, doing everything you can do. You don't know that your spine is okay, is active. That's why you can do that. But when I ask you where is your spine, you may not hold it in your hand. Are you getting what I'm saying? But you are powered, you are empowered by that. There are some vehicles you see, different name of company, but under you see powered by Mercedes. Have you seen something like that? Now, the same way, when it comes to the Holy Ghost, you can preach, you can do things for God, but he says, wait, I want to be the sponsor of that message you preach. I want to be the sponsor of that prophecy you give. I want to be a sponsor of that teaching you teach. If I don't sponsor it, it is not acceptable. It is not legalized. Am I talking to somebody right here? That is why, do you see people talking? They say, there is a witch doctor in our village. He doesn't do bad. He doesn't kill bad, good people. He only kills what? Bad people. Any good you do without the Holy Ghost is a bad good. It's a bad. No matter how nice you are, if you are not nice in Christ, your nice is a suspicion. Are you getting what I'm saying? Anyone that demonstrates good habits without Jesus, that good is suspicious. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, don't deceive yourself. We have one God. We have only one God. He's a God over everybody. He's a this and that. But this person, though he's doing charms, but you see him, he's nice. He doesn't like to enter. In fact, he helps people in their problems. Every good that is not sponsored by the Holy Ghost is a bad good.
Yes, sir.
So Jesus was telling them, wait for the Holy Ghost. If you preach without him on you, your preaching is useless. Let him be the one to empower the preaching. Are we together?
Yes,
sir. Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, he doesn't just come, so many people think when he comes on you, he comes with a new ability. It's not all the time that he uses a new ability on you. No. You already have the ability within you. That is Jesus.
He comes to legalize it, authorize it.
Stop somebody on the road. Maybe the person is dying. Yeah. Open the person's stomach and begin to operate on the person. As you are doing it, police will be waiting for you there. They are finished. Yeah, I am good. You finish operating the person, close it. The person is okay. Fine, you have saved life. They will say, well, let's go. You expect people to clap for you. They say, where is your license? No license. Oh, yeah. That means your good is not authorized. Your good is not legalized. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They don't want to see how good your work is. They want to see that license. Because if you have license as a doctor, you can kill in peace. Many people don't know. Doctors will not tell you. Sometimes they make mistakes. They give you wrong prescriptions and you die. But they kill you in peace. Nobody will come and arrest them. Because what they will ask for is their license. Once they produce that license, that's all. It has become medical error. Go to hospitals, teaching hospitals. See how doctors are killing people anyhow. They will bring patients, they will not check them. Ah! Drip! Ah! No observation, nothing, nothing. These are medical errors. But they will kill you in peace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But let pastor shout Holy Ghost on the altar. Somebody fall and die. Ah! Show anything you want to show. You are a ritualist. Tell them your church is registered, though they will tell you where. Ritualist. Ritualist. Can't somebody die in peace? See that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What if God has written that that person is or must die in the church? Huh? Yeah, you get what I'm saying? What if it has been destined for the person that... Who will you tell? Nobody will you. It is your idols that kill the person. That's just the answer. In fact, the person may be sick when his people brought him or her to the church. You will still hear the people saying, we brought him fine. He may not be eating, they will say, but at least we brought him alive. Now we are taking him out dead. Yet, you see, doctors will even come out of their operation room. You see, we tried our best. There is nothing we can do about it. You have to take heart. Yeah, your loved one is gone. Thank you. Hello? With confidence. They will enter the office normal. You can't enter the office and just come and hold them like this. Say, you kill my brother. They will arrest you for doing that. Yet, only him was inside. He knew the mistake he made. Have I taken somebody out here?
Yes, sir.
And people will never accuse doctors. They will accept it. They will what? They will accept it. They will accept it. They will not even ask whether, doctor, did you make mistake? That. When the person dies, he dies. They accept it. When a pastor lays hands on somebody and he dies after 2 hours, it's him that killed him. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Now, the purpose of the Holy Ghost is that when it descends on you, is to move you. The Holy Ghost what? Descends upon you to what? To move you. Ha! Have you seen a man that is being moved by the Holy Ghost? He is like a bulldozer. You can't stop him. If you stand before him, he crushes you. It's like a moving train. If you stand before a moving train, all two things will happen. It's either you change your mind and leave the road, or you remain there, it passes through you. Two things, one must happen. A man with the Holy Ghost is like a moving train. You jam him, you die. He jams you, you die again. That is what Jesus said. It's like the wind. You hear the sound, you don't know where it's coming from, neither where it's going. When he hits you, you just know that you are hit, but you don't know where it's coming from. That's why don't joke around with someone that carried the Holy Ghost. Because when that Holy Ghost hits you, you will not know where to touch. Yeah, normal sickness, you will know where it's paining you. When the Holy Ghost hits you, your whole system, body, spirit, and soul will be paining you. You stand before the doctor to tell you what is wrong with you. You say, ah, doctor, everything. My whole life, from the hair to my toes, everything is wrong. That's why you can fight anyone, but don't fight Holy Ghost. That's why Jesus even advised people. He said, you can grieve anyone, but don't grieve the Holy. Because if you grieve him, who will he help you? Are we together?
Yes, sir.
When he descends upon you, he moves you. You look at something moving. You think he's an ordinary man because you see a human being. You don't know that this guy is moving with the power. He is powered, sponsored by a superior force.
Yes, sir.
You see him tearing down a lion. Don't try it. If the Holy Ghost is not sponsoring that action. There's somebody entered the lion's den years ago. He said his name is Daniel. He wants to do it. He said, Daniel is in the past. We have more power than Daniel. Say, my name is Daniel. Say, I will enter the lion's den and then we will speak in tongues with them. Huh? Went to the zoo. He said, I want to enter. They say, Oga Pastor, you see, go and preach to people. Don't come and preach this. He said, you will not understand. It's the flesh that is talking through you. Open the gate. Don't talk too much. See that? They open the gate when you enter. Begin to speak in tongues. Lata kali shitika. Lion was looking at him. You know, what was running through the mind of the lion is this a normal person? As it, I'm supposed to be the one looking for my food. Food, carry its leg and come to my house. I have to fear that food. You get what I'm saying? So, the lion was looking at him like this. And the lion was drawing back. He thought, Holy Ghost is working. He increased the tongues. You never know that the lion was surprised, shocked. Who is this mad fellow? Hallelujah. Anything you will do for God, do it empowered by the Holy Ghost. You know, Peter killed in peace. But his killing is with the Holy Ghost. Ananias entered, he said, fall and die. Ananias fall and die. The wife entered, she joined her. Who killed her? Holy Ghost. So, killing can even become good if it is the Holy Ghost doing it. Am I teaching some adult in the spirit here?
Yes, sir.
Killing becomes good if it is the Holy Ghost doing it. But that's those days. You try it today, it is another story. Hallelujah. Your own Holy Ghost has to be investigated. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, do you notice that one thing with the devil is, if you can lie, your own lie is not legalized in the presence of the devil. Let me explain this better. If the devil sees you lying, because there are some people that can teach the devil to lie. The devil thought he's a master until he sees another master on earth. In the form of a human being. Then he said, so we are masters. I never knew. So there are those that inbuilt within their system, there is this capacity to lie. When they lie, the kingdom of darkness will pause for some seconds. And they say, who is impersonating us? Who is taking our place? Am I talking to somebody? So now, when you lie, people will see that lie is bad. But do you know what the devil does? He tries to confirm whether the lie you just lied is coming from him or not. If the lie is not coming from him, even your own lie is not accepted. And people don't understand this. That is why he gives people lying spirits. So that if you want to lie, lie according to the lying spirit. If you want to kill, kill according to that spirit that kills. If you want to gossip, gossip according to the spirit of gossip. He doesn't want bad works. He wants bad works that are powered by his spirit. Are you getting what I'm saying? He cannot trust you in his kingdom if you don't carry his spirit. That's why no matter how bad you are, he will give you his spirit first. Go and do your bad. But now, as you are doing your bad, it is the demon now that is powering you. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
That's why you see, some people thought money ritual. People thought it's their choice to do money ritual. It's not your choice. There are some people that will go for money ritual, they will not be accepted. You think money ritual everybody can do? It's not everybody. You hear people say, pastors, go and look for power in the sea, in the forest. Catch them one day, tell them, go and show me that place. They'll be shocked, they'll be confused. Not everybody the devil accepts, and not everybody God accepts. Imagine Jesus healed a man, delivered him from spirit, and the man said, allow me to follow you. Jesus said, go back home. He is the one begging, let me serve you. He said, go back home. Yet he can travel, cross borders, just to get Peter. People are not equal. You can be saved by Jesus. But for him to use you, he has to trust you. Are you getting what I'm saying? You can't just walk from anywhere you are coming from and just enter and say, I'm chief apostle. Chief director apostle. Archbishop. You can't just ordain yourself. Jesus will ask you, say, who empower you? Saul's Sceva went to cast out demons. They said, in the name. The one Paul preaches, we command you to come out. The demon asks them. He said, Paul, I know. Because he has been empowered to do so. He said, who are you? Though what you are doing is good, but who empowered you to do it? That is why the government can kill. But when you kill, it's a crime. But when the government kills, it's not a crime. Are you getting what I'm saying? You see a soldier moving with his gun. He kills. But his own killing is a legalized killing. But I thought all killing is the same. When the judge sentences you to death in the court, that is a godly killing. Even God will not hold him responsible at that very moment. You get what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Because
You don't come to the judge and you say, the Bible says, thou shalt not kill. He will tell you, this killing has been authorized, not just by the government, even God ordains superior authority. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Now, the same thing in the work of God, in the kingdom of God. Anything you do for Jesus, for the kingdom of God, Jesus will ask you, who empowered you to do so? Who empowered you? Because according to me, if it is not the Spirit of God that moves you to do it, it's not recorded. It's not a good work. That's why at the last days, people will come and say, Lord, Lord, have we not done miracles in your name? He said, what's your name? I don't know you. You were doing all that. Who empowered you? Who's your guarantor? Who trained you? Where are you coming from? Because as far as I'm concerned, anyone that is doing the work of God must do it according to my spirit. And I know them. My sheep know me. When they hear my voice, they know I'm the one. When I hear their voice, I also know they are the one.
Yes, sir.
So for Jesus to tell them, I don't know you. They have been doing good works without the Holy Ghost. Preach. You can stand up right now. Move. Begin to show. Give people money like this. Yeah. You're giving them money like this. You are doing good works. But the question is, who empowered you to do that good works? Ten good without the Holy Ghost is not as perfect as one good with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, sir.
If Mr. A gives 1 million without the Holy Ghost to somebody, and Mr. B gives 10 naira empowered by the Holy Ghost, it's not the same. Because Mr. B is giving that 10 naira under authority of the Holy Ghost. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Are we together?
Yes, sir.
Let me round up by saying this. The Holy Ghost can empower you to do extraordinary works. If you have been running 100 kilometers per hour, when the Holy Ghost comes on you, you will run 100 kilometers per 20 minutes. His work is to give you speed, empowerment, as you stretch forth your hand to pray. He's there at your back. So people will see ordinary hand, but the force is empowering you. So when the walls of Jericho is falling, don't think it is hallelujah that brought it down. Because you shout hallelujah for 1 million years, no walls will fall down. But if the hallelujah is empowered, it's legalized. It's what? It's legalized. Is legalized. Is legalized. So if God calls you today to work for Him, don't go and buy a spanner in the market. Don't go to Bank of the North and buy a spanner. You are not going to work on generators. If God calls you, your own spiritual spanner is the Holy Ghost. To work for Him. To work for Him. To work for Him. If you must say Jesus is Lord, say it. Be empowered by the Holy Ghost. But our people may not understand. When you see a man of God, pray for me. Man of God, pray for me. I want to see you on Tuesday. I want to see you on Wednesday. We give people, we give men with the Holy Ghost directive. And when men of the Holy Ghost, you give them directive, they may do it, but you will not find the result. Are you getting what I'm saying? Huh? You may press yourself to see me on Monday. You still see me. When you see me, and nothing changed in your life, what happened? You are wasting your time. Men of wisdom must tell themselves, let the Holy Ghost direct this man. That is why, if you want to work for God, you must do away with compassion, emotions, pity. Because the work of God, when you join pity, you will do things not empowered by the Holy Ghost. Because maybe you are pitying somebody. You may do that thing. You may pray for somebody out of pity, not out of the Holy Ghost. A man with his wife, they went to the car park. He was begging them, I have not eaten. The man removed 1,000, put it in his hand. Immediately he put it, he disappeared. But looking at that man that came to beg, you will feel pity. In fact, if you don't even give him, you will feel like you have offended Jesus. But if you can ask the Holy Ghost at that time, he will tell you, don't give. And don't give may not look nice, but it's from the Holy Ghost. Don't do things out of pity. Do them out of the Holy Ghost. I am led to do it. Be led to do it. Be led to do it. That's when you receive reward. Are you getting what I'm saying? You are coming to this ministry. What is leading you to come? The same, if indeed I am not the one empowering myself, if it is the Holy Ghost that's empowering me to give this message, let the Holy Ghost has to be the same one empowering you to come here. That's why I will not go to your house to bring you here. He has to be the one to empower you to be here. Am I talking to somebody right here? Not because I'm the best pastor. No. Not because there are no other churches that are having program this minute. There are other churches that are having program this minute. Why are you here? You are here because you have been empowered to come. I want to choose church. Have you chose church according to the Holy Spirit? Or let me choose there because my father is there. We have been born in this church. If I get married, who will support me here? Do I have a nice organization I will join in that church? But if I join there, where will I find fine ladies to toss? You see, all these categories is what people use to choose a church. And the Holy Ghost is not there. That is why if you go to a church without being empowered by the Holy Ghost to go, you will leave. People will offend you. Ushers will offend you. If usher tells you something that you don't like, because of that thing, you will leave the church. If leaders call you, they correct you, you will leave the church. Because it's not the Holy Ghost that empower you to be there. But if it is the Holy Ghost that empower you to be there, nobody can uproot you from there. Your spirit is there. You will not have peace anywhere except you are there. Are you getting what I'm saying? Any preaching you hear from any man of God, from any pastor, it will not enter you until that church that the Holy Ghost sent you to be there. Until you are there before you understand. How many of you fast pray before you choose a church? You ask the Holy Ghost, choose a church for me. When we make choices, we choose, we are tempted to choose what we like. Are we together? Even when you want to choose husband to marry, you have already eaten suya before you started fasting. Why won't you see him in the dream? Every day he's buying you suya 2,000. You will eat onions, you will eat meat. You will eat. Join them with juice. You enjoy. Then after that enjoyment, you declare 2 days fasting. I want to know my life partner. Then you enter your room. Holy Ghost, choose for me. Why am I seeing Michael? Michael must be the one. But you will not choose the one that is not buying you suya, because suya has already, you are being led by suya, not Holy Ghost. If you are to follow the Holy Ghost, tell every guy, don't give me gift. Let me pray. Because he can lead you to that person that is tricky. He may not lead you to that guy that has a car. He may not lead you to that guy that is smelling nice. He may lead you to anyone, a carpenter. You may downgrade this occupation. He may not lead you to one who you think you need. In the Bible, God spoke to a prophet, said, go and marry a prostitute. In the eyes of men, she may not be the one for you. But in my eyes, do it because I tell you to do so. You know, God, sometimes, it's not easy. He will make you, he will join fight between you and people, and you will stay there and be watching the fight. He tells Jonah to go to Nineveh and tell them, if you don't repent, you die. After he has finished bouncing with his prophecy, he said, surely as the Lord liveth, for I am indeed a prophet, you guys here, you will die because you have disobeyed God's command. As he is walking out, God said, Jonah, you know the same place where you came from? Go back there. Tell them you will not, they will not die again. He said, God, are you using me for play? I don't understand. Is this chance play? I went there, told them they would die. You said, how will they look at me? To God, that's your own cup of tea. Because if you want to serve God, you must be ready for sacrifices. People will not see God to hold. It's you they will hold. Are you getting what I'm saying? Huh? Now, if wood there do like this, prack, people start looking at me. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let's say bomb blast happen here. People start looking at me. Because when I tell them it is God, they say, where is the God? It's you they are looking at. Are you getting what I'm saying? Imagine we come to service and no member came, even one. How will the ushers be looking at me? They will be looking like this. Papa. What is God saying? Hallelujah. Because it is you that they see. The one that sent you, they don't see him. So God will join fight, and allow you to face the fight. That's why to serve God is not easy. You must be ready for pain. You go through challenges. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you ask Job, he will tell you, I didn't know my wrong. I don't know what I did. But his friends will tell him, fire came out from heaven. Ogajo, it's fire, that, not from ground, it's from heaven that came down and burned your business. How can you tell us you are good with God? Is God that is punishing you because of your sin? Any sermon Job preached to them, they will not agree. They will not understand. How can God put you to suffer like this, see wounds like this? You must have done something wrong. You meet Abraham, you will be tempted to tell Abraham, it's because of your sin your wife has not conceived. Are you sure this God you are serving is not God of thunder? Are you sure he's the same God Almighty? Then if he's the same God, why didn't he give you a baby? For all these years you have been serving him faithfully, committed. Why no baby? Is it too hard for him to give you just a baby? To serve God is not easy. We must be ready for a lot of things. One day Jesus entered the temple to preach. They brought him out to kill him. They wanted to throw him down from the cliff. What is his mission? Let me come and save these guys. And they want to kill him. I didn't believe Jesus did not do Ojoro there. He would have died before his time. Untimely dead. But Jesus did Ojoro. He said, guys, angels, this is a time for us to switch to the spirit. Switch, switch. Switch, switch. And the Bible says he moved in their midst. They could not see. They were busy looking for him. He switched into his spiritual nature. He knows he be real man in that place. Ah! These guys have... Ah! They will do it. They will kill him before his time. That is why any prayer you pray today, Jesus will understand. If you tell him, guy, people want to kill me. You say, I was once in that position. People arrested me for what I don't know. You say, I was once in that same position. I didn't do anything. They wanted to kill me. He knows, he will know your pain. He will know how you felt. If you are broke today, Jesus was once experienced that kind of issue. Tax collectors came. They checked purse, no money. He said, guys, they will disgrace us here. Peter, go and open the mouth of the fish. We have to switch to the spirit fast, fast. Even God himself, he came on earth and he understood that to be a man is not easy. God himself, he came on earth. He understood the pain of a man. He felt all the accusation. He felt all the name calling. He felt all the slaps, all the beating, all the betrayal that Peter did, all the betrayal that Judas did. He felt it. He can understand. That's why there is no amount of emotion you have today that Jesus will not understand. He came, he experienced every bit of it. Is that clear? Is that clear? Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
I wish I could continue speaking, but there is no time. Stand on your feet. Liparai Nikata. Sapele Soprahasikete. Linaka Ekrudusufraha. I don't know if you want to be a pastor here. I know. You will not see many hands because of today's sermon. But I say, how many people you want God to use you to prophesy? You see, yeah. How many of you will be ready for sacrifice? Put your hand down. We like glory. We don't like story. We don't like training. Training is not sweet. Likaparai. Ikatatatata. Some predicated. Raise your right hand wherever you are.
Kanta alai nikano. Zofrata ikapotokate. Hinai nikakori ikite impoto sufrahasiata. Shitanai sata. Listen to me. You may be doing business today. You are into business. Who is empowering that business? Who is empowering career? Who is that marriage? You have the Holy Ghost to empower you. Empower your efforts. Are you ready to receive the Holy Ghost today?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready to be empowered by the Holy Ghost?
Yes, sir.
You are going to pray. Right on this altar, I stand to decree. As I am speaking this moment, let the Holy Ghost descend upon you.
Amen.
Now let me ask you, hear me well.
Oh yes.
This word that I'm uttering right now has been empowered by the Holy Ghost. That is why I have no doubt that somebody will receive.
Yes, sir.
I say, right there where you are standing,
oh, yes,
let the Holy Ghost move. Power! In the name of Jesus,
amen.
I command the Holy Ghost to descend upon you.
Amen.
Descend upon you.
Amen.
The fire of the Holy Ghost,
amen,
is falling down upon somebody.
Amen.
From your head to your toes.
Amen.
Fire is moving. From today, you can't do ordinary business. You can't do ordinary marriage. You can't have ordinary career. Holy Ghost! Descend, 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 descend. Let the day of Pentecost, let the fire of the Holy Ghost descend. Let the fire of the begin to speak in a one tongue. Let your tongues be loose. Be loose. Be loose. Be loose. Hey, fire! Descend upon that man, descend upon that woman,
Fire is coming upon you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, move. Move. Make sure your eyes are closed. Don't concentrate on your neighbor. This is a serious moment. Holy Ghost, move. A strange hand is coming upon your head this minute. The hand of God is coming upon you this very minute. He's going to heal your body. He's going to heal your body. I said, sickness is leaving your body right now. As the Holy Ghost is descending, things are leaving your body.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
Demons are taking out.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord.
The Holy Ghost cannot share the same house with demons. It's impossible. The demons are checking out. They are checking out wherever they are. The owner
of the house has come. The honor of the house has come.
Yes, Lord. Yes,
the honor of the house has come.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Every visitor, check out. Check out.
Yes, Lord.
Check out.
Yes, Lord.
Check out.
Yes, Lord.
Check out.
Yes, Lord.
That sickness is a visitor in your body. That sickness is a visitor. It must leave. It must go. It must go. It must go. It has to go. It has to go. It has to go.
Yes,
yes, we won't feel your power over us. We don't want to just read in the Bible. Let your power become practical.
Yes, Lord.
Become evident.
Yes, Lord.
In our life today.
Yes, Lord.
Touch that man.
Yes, sir.
Touch that woman.
Oh, yes.
Touch that boy.
Yes, Lord.
Touch that girl.
Yes, Lord.
Let your sensational power flow through their veins. Flow. Flow. In this atmosphere, anything is possible.
Yes, Lord.
Sicknesses are checking out.
Yes, Lord.
Demons are vacating right now.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Nikali kako inikanai.
Yes, Lord.
Embridi kano. Holy Ghost! Fix their lives. Fix their lives. Any challenge that they have in any part of their life, let that challenge be fixed.
Yes, Lord.
Let that challenge be fixed.
Oh, yes.
Let that challenge be fixed.
Yes, Lord.
Una kabali ni kanoi. Oh, sa-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Let that challenge vacate out of that place.
Oh, yes.
Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me.
Sing this song with me.
Spirit move over me. Spirit move over me.
Sing that song from the depth of your heart.
Spirit move, Spirit move, Spirit move.
Anything that comes from the Spirit is powerful. That song now is powered by the Holy Ghost. Sing it wherever you are. It will take you to a place.
Oh, Spirit, 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 Spirit. Spirit,
start fixing itself. You will know that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. There will be a practicality, practical demonstration. Your business will take a new shift.
Oh yes.
Your career will take a new shift.
Amen.
Your health will be restored.
Amen.
The Spirit has moved upon you today.
Amen.
I say He has moved upon you today. You are not in an ordinary place. Where you are is a holy place. The presence of God is here. So therefore, every visitor that's not supposed to be your life is God from this moment. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. You may receive. Sintalai. To move with the Holy Ghost is very sweet.
Yes, sir.
You will know that it is not you that is being moved. Are we together? Just like I'm moving now, you will see my legs moving, but the Spirit of God is in charge of my movement. Soto. Mati Kanoi. Stand up. Can I pray for your mother? Can I pray for her? I don't know, but I see in the realms of the spirit, it's like she got some money, and then it's like she invests on business.
Yes, sir.
She invests on business, but that business all of a sudden is collapsing. It's collapsing.
Yes, sir.
Is it true?
Yes, sir.
Is it true?
Yes, sir.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Now, listen. I'm not asking her whether her mother is in business. I'm telling her that she is in business. I don't know whether you understand what I'm saying. So there are times when we ask you, there are times when we tell you. And when we ask you, it's not because we don't know. We are going somewhere. Am I talking to somebody there? What kind of business is she doing? And then but from the beginning it was doing well.
Very well.
And then she was, when people look at that business, they would think it's a small business, but she was doing well with it. All of a sudden, stopped. Now hear me and hear me well. As I lay hands upon you, I see a change.
Amen.
You are not celebrating Jesus. I see what? A change. I see a change. I don't want to talk too much because there's a lot of things on ground. But because of time, as I lay hands on you, mention your name, mention her name 3 times.
Mary. Mary. Mary.
From today, a new dimension of business.
Amen.
May God elevate her.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. I prophesy
and receive.
Anyone that is here that's believing God for empowerment, it is done.
Amen.
I say it is done.
Amen.
I say it is done.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Anything that's been delayed by the enemy, we'll start moving from today.
Amen.
We'll start moving from today.
Amen.
We'll start moving from today.
Amen. Amen.
You know why I'm praying for you?
I'm canceling death.
Okay?
Spirit of death in the family is canceled.
Death, you have no place in this family. I speak life. I speak life. I speak life. Life to the entire family.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Death cannot reign when there is what? There is life. When there is what? When there is what? When there is life. You need promotion. Huh?
Yes.
I see the Lord changing your level. Come here. This year, things must change. Let's be honest. You have piled up problems. It has piled up to a certain level whereby even when you receive money, it cannot solve the problem.
Yes.
You find yourself going into debt.
Yes.
Is it true?
Yes.
Something must change this year.
Amen.
Be empowered in Jesus' name. Last supper, we come up with a Jesus. Put your hand on my hand. Put it again. Why am I seeing shortage of blood?
It's true.
Clap for Jesus. I see shortage of what?
Yeah.
Of blood. It's like I see you. They are always putting blood in you. Blood tonic. To increase your blood?
Yes, sir.
The blood of Jesus flow. I'm still like sickle cell. Is it true? Jesus. Holy Ghost, substitute your blood with our blood. Be empowered, Jesus.
Amen.
Empowered.
Amen.
Be empowered.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
It is now.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.